Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to another week of the Almost Famous podcast. We are excited to break down Tayshia's first official episode. And of course, we have Bachelor headlines, including two huge engagements. But first, we are going to have Ben Flanick come on to talk about our very exciting Friendsgiving, which you can be a part of. It's next Thursday, so a week from this Thursday. Hey Ben, how you doing? You want to talk a little bit about our bundle and how to get access to this event?
Yeah, definitely. So here's the thing. When Ben comes on, we're going to talk a lot about the bundle that he's a part of. And that bundle, as you hear me mention many times, I'm sure, it's $60. That includes two bottles of 2018 Ion Rosé by Ben Flanick. You're also going to get within that bundle a personal note from Ashley and myself. But you can also, if that doesn't intrigue you, you can get a general admission ticket, which is $15, or you can really step it up. And for $200, it's a VIP meet and greet bundle. You get access to the Almost Famous Friendsgiving, an exclusive meet and greet with Ashley and myself, exclusive merch, an Almost Famous hat and tote bag, a personal note from Ashley and myself. There's just a few of these available. So if you're interested in the VIP meet and greet for $200, go out and grab it now. If you want two bottles of wine by Ben Flanick, that's $60. Go out and get that now. Or if you just want to join us at Friendsgiving and celebrate this holiday virtually, which we really hope you do, that's just $15. And I know we're super pumped for this. We're going to have some amazing guests coming on, some of our favorites for this Friendsgiving. Let me run through them real quick. We're going to have Chris Soules, Crystal Nielsen, Wells Adams, Jared Haban, Ben Flanick, and many more. Tickets are available right now at onlocationlive.com/almostfamous.
All right, so I want to catch up with you about you know, how your week's been. But first, let's get Ben on to talk about all things Thanksgiving and, of course, a little bit more about what you can expect next week.
You know, it's been a bit since we were blessed with this man's voice, and it's now been two times in the last few months. He was so great last time on the podcast when we did the in-depth that we had to bring him back. And we have a couple other things that we're going to talk about today. Ben Flanick, welcome back to the Almost Famous Podcast.
Thanks for having me again.
I mean, you took some years off. I don't know if it actually was the in-depth the very first time you'd ever been on the podcast.
Yeah.
And now this is the second time. And I feel the first time I'm always a little nervous. The second time I feel really comfortable talking to you. I just feel like we know each other now. We spent an hour on the podcast together. And we're going to talk about some more time we're going to spend together in just a second. But I want to catch up with you a bit. Last time we talked to you in the in-depth, you're kind of a nomad. You're kind of moving around the country, spending some time with friends. Where are you at right now? Has life changed? Or are you still kind of traveling around?
I'm currently in New York City. I'm in Manhattan. I live at the Soho Grand. I'm like the Monopoly man.
Oh.
It's getting closer to conclusion, I should say. I've decided to become bi-coastal and split my time between Sonoma and Manhattan shortly, very, very soon. I'm actually out here looking at homes. So,
what do you mind sharing? Kind of what has caused that? Why is that the decision?
I think that, you know, given the state and everyone's ability to work remote and for me, like, loving both places so much, it's hard for me to choose one. I mean, Sonoma's so lovely and awesome, but it's slow for someone who's, you know, in his 30s and still single. But all my friends have started to move back there with their families, and my family's there, so those things are very important. But then being able to be in New York City, which is someplace that I've always wanted to live, I've talked about it forever. It's kind of like a dream come true, really.
It's, you know, how is New York doing? You hear stories that the city's struggling right now. It's pretty quiet. Do you feel that way? And if so, are you going to be a part of bringing people back into that city? Or are you have you not been there long enough to tell?
You know, I've been here a couple times during COVID, and this time, this current trip is an extended stay for, you know, 3+ weeks. It feels fine to me, Ben. I know everybody like reads into the news and the media, but like the New Yorkers, I'm not technically a New Yorker, but I love the people from New York. They're all still here and they're doing it and they're keeping this place alive. And people are, you know, brunching and dining and doing their thing, you know, with caution, obviously. It doesn't seem like anyone's going crazy. Everyone's wearing masks and doing what they should be doing.
Yeah. You know, it's a city I love. I love New York. And it's hard. It's hard to hear when you hear the stories that it's not doing well, that it's quiet, that they don't know until next year, it's going to get back. And, you know, New York has that grit to it. The people of New York, you know, they fight traffic every day. They walk the streets every day. It gets cold and windy. They have grit. They love the city, and it's good to hear that people are sticking around. And you know what? Hey, if you can do it, being bi-coastal seems like an amazing, amazing way to live life.
Yeah, I mean, I love airplanes too. So like the journey back and forth is just as good as both destination for me. Although, you know, flying right now is different, and you need to be courteous and cordial of others. I don't mind the flight.
Have you been back home since the last time we talked to you?
Yeah, I was. I actually was back in Marin and Sonoma for the past few weeks. I was in Los Angeles. I was in San Diego. I've been kind of here, there, and everywhere. I'm trying to figure it all out. It was nice being home. I actually started. It was nice. I was living with my sister, which was like the first time ever. And she has, I have a 2.5-year-old niece, her daughter. And we started filming these little cooking shows together. And it was just like really nice to be home and connect with her. And she's a sweet pea.
Well, before we move into the kind of the, not the surprise we've talked about before, but the thing that we'll be doing with the Almost Famous Podcast and you, you know, we caught you on the front end of this trip. What have you learned? I know this was kind of an exploration. Your heart was wide open to it. Is there anything that you'd want to share that you've learned through this journey?
You know, I think you talk about this a lot too, and I think this is a really important character trait, and it's something that I've always kind of prided myself on, and it's empathy. And I think that having traveled around and tried to discover what makes me happy professionally and personally, like at the end of the day, all the people that I've seen and all the places that I've been, empathy and being empathetic to everyone's situation. Not that I, you know, wasn't before, but I'm probably even more so now. You never know what anyone's going through, especially this year. I was never quick to pass judgment, and maybe I had done that before, but now it's like, try to talk to as many people as you can, even with your mask on, and treat everyone with a ton of respect, because we're all going through something. And that's the biggest thing, I think. The biggest takeaway, empathy.
I think travel does that, man. I really do. I think travel, you know, if you're able to travel, no matter where it is, a different town, a different county, a different state, a different country, a different continent, when you travel and you see the lives of others, like, for example, we talked about it here. Actually, I don't know if we have yet. You know, we do a lot of work in Honduras, and Honduras was just, you know, Honduras is, as of last year, it was the second poorest country per capita in the world. I think only behind Haiti. And when you hear that as a stat, it doesn't make a lot of sense, right? You can hear it and you're like, oh, people are poor there. But when you go and you visit and you spend time with these people and you see the way they have to live life and you see the stories and you hear the stories of people walking miles to get clean water and miles to get to school if they go to school, and then you see them get hit by a hurricane and it wipes out everything that they even had up to this point, which wasn't a lot, there is a different emotional understanding that I have for those people than I would if I never went to visit. And I think traveling does that. It brings empathy. It shares the stories. And so it's, a story of travel like yours, and that being the takeaway is one that I admire. So, Ben, I do want to jump in. We have a cool event coming up here, with the Almost Famous Podcast. You know, the holidays are coming up, and, something that's always fun to do is get together with people on the holidays. Well, this year looks a little different, right? We have to do a lot of this virtually. And so we are going to be holding a Friendsgiving virtual event with the Almost Famous Podcast and a bunch of our favorite friends from the podcast and have been guests of the podcast will be joining us that day. You're going to be there, but you're not just going to be there. You're offering a pretty cool benefit to coming as well. Do you mind telling everybody what this is about?
Yeah, some deep discounted rosé for Friendsgiving. It was the very least I could do for everyone. Rosé is actually a pretty good Thanksgiving wine. I know most people think it's like a summertime jam, but I like sparkling rosé and any, you know, red Burgundy Pinot for Thanksgiving.
With $60, you'll get your ticket. You also get two bottles of this rosé, of your rosé. This is the rosé that that you have architected, and that includes shipping. So you do have to be 21 years or older to purchase a ticket to this event. But it's a cool benefit. Come join us. It's going to be a ton of fun. Ben's going to be there. I'm going to be there. The other Ben. Ashley, Chris Souls, Crystal Nielsen, Wells Adams, Jared Haybon, and many more will be joining us to stay. Again, if you buy a ticket that includes two bottles of Ben's Rosé, tickets are available on locationlive.com/almostfamous. Again, that's onlocationlive.com/almostfamous. I hope this is just an event. Ben, I know you love talking to people. You just said it. I hope this is an event where we can just kick back, relax, have a drink, talk, share, bring on some really fun guests, and have a great time doing it.
Hey, Ben, we are all going to be sharing a recipe that maybe like has significance in our family. What is a recipe that you think you might be sharing?
Specific to Thanksgiving. Ooh, my mom's stuffing is pretty ledge.
But my dad's stuffing's lit. So like, are we going to have a cook-off?
Yeah, I mean, if your dad's stuffing has like nuts or fruit in it, I ought to win by default, because that's not real stuffing.
That's not my type of stuffing either. No, my dad has like sausage and potatoes and a lot of garlic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're doing that, then maybe I could teach people my mom's pie crust. That's kind
okay.
of the pie
that
crust.
Works. Kind of cool. I mean, you're welcome to also do stuffing.
Yeah, maybe I'll do them both. I don't know.
And then our listeners can make both Thanksgiving week, and then they can taste test, and you know, we'll get feedback as to which stuffing recipe is better.
Yeah, we keep it pretty standard in the Flanick household, with, you know, just the standard mashed taters and stuffing and bird and all that. Just, there's nothing out of the ordinary on our Thanksgiving table, oddly enough.
Have you ever been to a Thanksgiving where they did have non-traditional food?
Not non-traditional, but when someone put dried fruit in the stuffing and it drove me crazy. I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
So, unpopular opinion, I don't like cranberry sauce.
Oh, see, I like that Ocean Spray out of the can, slice it. You have to turn that last piece, though, so it doesn't have the can indent, so it looks nice.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm considering a different type of cobbler or pie. I'm a big strawberry rhubarb pie fan. In fact, it's my favorite dessert in the world. And some years, I get lucky enough where somebody from my family, because I typically travel in for this, will pull out a strawberry rhubarb pie and make my Thanksgiving something special. It's something nice. Well, hey, we really want to make your Thanksgiving really special. We want to spend it with you. Again, the Almost Famous Podcast, along with a bunch of our friends, are going to be having a Friendsgiving virtual event. Final time, I'll say it. I've said it a lot. $60 a ticket. That includes two bottles of 2018 Ion Rosé by Ben Flanick. A personal note from Ashley and I. In fact, I just finished my notes right now. And you can get tickets right now at onlocationlive.com/almostfamous. Again, that's onlocationlive/almostfamous. Ben Flanick, thanks for coming on the podcast, man. We really appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you really soon.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
Bye, Ben. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Hey, Ben Higgins.
Yes.
I have another unpopular opinion.
What's that?
I don't like fruit-based desserts.
Ashley, there's not many things in life that I am confused by you with now. This is one of them.
It has to be chocolate. It's like there has to be a chocolate element to it, with the exception of maybe pumpkin pie or like a crispy pastry, but like never fruit involved.
Ashley. Well, hey.
Sorry.
Here's the
thing.
I'll
need to try this rhubarb.
Yeah, well.
Sounds like the...
I don't know how many Thanksgivings we're going to be spending together in our lifetime, Ashley. Friendsgiving virtually might be the one and only time, maybe every year. But one of these times that we're together, hopefully sometime when you visit the Midwest, we will give you some fruit-based desserts. We'll make sure that a nice grandma of some sort makes it for you, because those are always the best. And we're going to change your mind. Well, Ash, hey, let's take a break here. When we come back, we're going to break down some Bachelor headlines, and there's many of them. So before we do that, let's take a break. This has been the Almost Famous Podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Again, I just kind of brushed over here with Ben based on his travels. But if you aren't aware, and I understand there's a lot of need in the world, a lot of need in your neighborhood, and please never take these statements as something to say, hey, don't help your neighbor. I think we should fully help our neighbor, especially during the holidays. But it is true that Honduras, Central America, was hit with a really unfortunate hurricane. Not that hurricanes are ever fortunate. And 4 foot of water has wiped through Honduras, especially. That's the place I know best. Everybody's lost everything they've known. Now, it's different to me because I know how little they already had, and there's no insurance. So once you lose your home, once it's washed away, once your electricity's washed away, once your crops are washed away, the hopelessness that ensues with that, and from hearing from the people in Honduras right now, it's devastating. And so something really cool happened this week, Ashley. Now, before we go into headlines, I'm just going to say this real quick. Right away, we started working to figure out how we can bring aid and care for the people of Honduras in Central America. And it took a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, a lot of emails. Finally, I texted my buddy Juan, who owns some of the restaurants with me in Denver, and he is from Puerto Rico. And so when the hurricane hit Puerto Rico a few years ago, he was one of the leaders in bringing aid to Puerto Rico. And I said, hey, I know you did this in Puerto Rico. Do you have any connections that I could talk to see if we can get some aid to Honduras? He said, let me get on it. He connects me with a group called the Global Empowerment Mission. The Global Empowerment Mission is one of the largest relief warehouses in the country, maybe even the world. And so we got on the phone with them. They connected us with the Secretary of State from Guatemala. They connected us with Bethany Frankel, who has a huge heart for service. And whenever there's a massive tragedy around the world, she is, I don't know if people know this about her or not, but she's one of the first to respond and use her resources and her connections to help advocate and bring awareness to these locations. And so
that's awesome.
Humanity and Hope United, the Global Empowerment Mission, and then Bethany Frankel's Be Strong. So we have all teamed up together, and as we speak, there is a corporate plane from Starbucks, actually, flying down with 2,000 pounds of aid to Honduras. The Honduran president signed off for us to bring aid down there. We're going to start distributing. We're going to have more plane loads of stuff going down over the next couple months because it's not ending anytime soon, right? Once you lose everything and you don't have any money to your name and you don't have any insurance to back it up, like, you're not getting anything back soon. And so I just want to ask everybody out there who's listening, especially during the holidays, if you have extra like toilet paper, if you have extra t-shirts, if you have extra toothbrushes, maybe even a generator, chainsaw, anything you can think of, and there's a list that I'll post here after the podcast, please send it to the Global Empowerment Mission. I'll put the address in my Instagram as well, and maybe we can on the Almost Famous Instagram, but we need to get aid to Central America quickly because people, I'll share this and we'll move on. As of this week, I was hearing stories of people going into these communities on boat because it's covered in water and finding people, men, women, children, hanging from trees trying to save themselves. And they'd been out there for days. And so, like, I don't want to over-dramatize this. I just want to give a clear picture of what's going on and what happens in the midst of a disaster. And I think the Almost Famous family, especially during the holidays, could be a really cool story if you just had stuff that you could send in to donate to send down to Honduras or send down to Guatemala or send down to some of these places hit.
Are there any areas that are like drop centers?
Yeah. We just started one today. And so the Global Empowerment Mission has a warehouse that you can send all your stuff to. So, okay. And then we'll either do freight or air from there, from Miami to Honduras. And then we're getting it into Honduras right now. The airport just opened up this morning in San Pedro Sula. And so we're going to start landing planes maybe by this evening, hopefully by this evening, and start unloading some of this aid and distributing it. So, hey, I don't know what you pray to or what you find is your greater power, but any of this is helpful right now. And people are really cool when they step up and show some generosity. I believe it's a good thing. And so, if you can help, please help. People are hurting. Well, hey, I don't want to sit in that too long. I've shared what I want to share. And then we do have some Bachelor headlines to get into. And this is the first. Claire Crawley and Dale Moss make first public appearance since the Bachelorette engagement. This is so wild because it feels like it's so soon. It's so wild.
Yeah, it was like the second those two, you know, their engagement aired, they were all over social media and they were visiting each other's hometowns. So they went to Claire's Sacramento first on Friday. And, you know, of course, she was spotted all around town wearing that amazing 4.5 carat diamond ring from Neil Lane. It's so big. It's got to be the biggest of all the bachelorette rings. I'm going to have to do a little research on that or just ask Neil Lane himself because I've never seen one. My sister goes, why did Claire get the biggest ring of all bachelor time? And I was like, I don't know, 5 seasons. And then you become the lead at your fifth season.
It's best ratings of all time. I don't know. She's pulled some good ratings.
It could be that. And then yesterday they were seen, you know, they were documenting it everywhere on their social media that they were visiting South Dakota. And then she was visiting his family for the first time. So the PDA is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they look happy. There is one little thing I want to mention from their segment from last night's episode.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to get into it? Do you want to get into that section or should we address it later in the episode?
We can address it now. I think it's fine because, you know, this at some point, Ashley, we just got to make this Tayshia season because if not, it's going to we're always going to be bouncing back and forth. And so I think this is a good moment. Hey, tons of happiness for Claire and Dale. But I think this is a good moment during headlines to kind of close that chapter and move into Tayshia.
Okay, sounds good. So it was just kind of funny when Chris Harrison was like, what's the next step for you guys? And Claire was like, babies! And then he goes, oh, what's marriage or babies first? And she's like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. And then Dale was like, we're going to get married first.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little aggressive. I was like, I was watching it and I felt like that. You know, like you find somebody you love and they get super excited and they say something like, and you're like just not prepared for it yet. And I mean, this has moved so fast the way it is that I think like you saw a real life example of Dale being like, we haven't talked about this yet. Like, I know.
He was like, yeah, we've talked about marriage. Yeah, we've talked about kids, but we haven't talked about like reversing an order. So, yeah, Tommy Bones.
That was good. I think that was a really like, cute,
real moment.
A real moment where all of a sudden you just saw him like dead silent. Just like, so good. Well, we did get to see him on their episode last night. It was nice to catch up with him. It felt, Ashley, what do you think? Before we get into some more Claire topics, it felt like the show was trying to move on from that as quickly as possible.
It was weird that it was in the middle of the episode. Yeah. Even Chris Harrison addressed it. He's like, I know this is the time where you're expecting to see Tayshia on her first dates, but we're going to stop. It was really weird that it was at the beginning. It was in the middle of the episode. Why not put it in the beginning and then just close the chapter and move on?
Do you think, if you had to take a guess, are we done with the Claire and Dale story from here on out? Or if they do a tell-all or whatever kind of like conclusion to the season, will we see them again, or is
no?
They're done. This is their that we will. They're done.
I don't think that if there's a tell-all that there will be any mention of like Claire stuff. I think like it'll be so Tayshia's tell-all. I also have to address that I think that Dale is feeling a little overwhelmed. Can I be kind of honest and say that like maybe part of him is like, wait a second. I'm too much in a whirlwind right now. I'm kind of stressed out.
I would be stressed out, even if you like, and that like probably comes from a bunch of love too. So even if you love somebody, you're like, this is the right thing. All of a sudden, you're engaged. After that, you're thrown into the spotlight. After that, you find yourself being critiqued, criticized, celebrated by millions of people. And now your relationship is at the is the focus point to millions. And so, like, I think it's fair to be overwhelmed, and I don't think that has to hint to the fact that he's still not super into it and she's not into it. I just think it's like, how do I process so many emotions so quickly in such a short amount of time?
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
It's wild. Well, Claire's headlines, though, at least on the Almost Famous podcast, have not ended. Juan Pablo shades Claire Crawley after Dale Moss bachelorette drama. This according to Cosmo.
Okay, so Juan Pablo tweeted last week that he was in Mexico and he couldn't watch the show, and he's like, can somebody keep me posted? It's like, also sounds like he's being a little bit sarcastic, because we know that he's not on the greatest terms with Claire. And then he liked a fan's response to this tweet, and the response said, you know, Juan, we all thought she dodged a bullet with you, but I think you dodged a bullet with her. And then he like, yeah, he liked that. So
I just don't think these are good moves on anybody's part. Like, I don't know if this is a good move for anybody, no matter what your situation is. If you're on a reality television show, or if you're somebody that had a high school breakup or a college breakup or a divorce later in life, like, I don't think this behavior is something that any of us should be entering into. Don't add to the pain that is already obviously right there. Like, what are you trying to prove? What are you hoping for by liking like a mean tweet? Do you hope like all of a sudden the world is healed? No, this just adds more pain to the situation. We should stop this. And hey, Juan Pablo, he can do what he wants. I mean, it's crazy that people have even paid attention to how he's been following this. And Claire's moved on. Like, you know what? Claire is done, moved on with Dale. In fact, just a little headline, as Ashley mentioned, they went and visited Dale's hometown, which is really cool. And Chris Harrison has been the first now to defend the couple, saying, you know, according to People, and saying that this is something that we should really get behind, that this is a love story.
I think that's really all there is to say. People who are not vibing Claire and Dale, it's like, you can't win. You can't win with everyone.
Can't apologize for...
Do you know what I mean? Apologize for love. I'm not apologizing for love. And I feel like there's skepticism every time there is an engagement on the show. No matter what people are going to say, too quick, or like, I don't feel this, or I don't vibe that. Just time will tell whether your little opinion that the lead doesn't care about, or I hope doesn't care about, is true.
I think the lead oftentimes does care, though. We're seeing that as really Claire became more open about how much the public opinion affected her. And so just be careful. Well, hey, a little bit of Claire news here, but really about Becca Kufrin. She says publicly she's jealous of Claire Crawley and Dale Moss after Garrett moves on. And she quotes, I miss having that partnership. This according to Us Weekly.
Becca said this on her podcast this week, Happy Hour. She and Rachel had Claire and Dale on, and she said, I'm low-key a little bit jealous. I miss having that partnership, but I am incredibly happy for you guys. That's it. You know, it is sad. Of course, I'm just glad that she kind of admitted that she's jealousy. Like, I feel like people hate to admit jealousy and try to work their way around, like, wording it so that it's not jealousy, but just say it how it is.
Yeah, Becca's been pretty vulnerable and honest about this, how hard this has been for her. And she doesn't feel like she's like brought Garrett down. She hasn't been mean to Garrett. I think I think she's just been pretty honest about how hurt she's been. It's sad, it's hard, it's weird, and it's moving fast. Obviously, Becca's in LA now, starting a life there. And I bet due to COVID, like, it's a little bit lonely. I'm assuming there's not a lot going on. And so, again, it's pretty cool to see Becca be vulnerable, but it's also hard to hear those words come from her. I know she's hurting. Matt James's season of The Bachelor sets January premiere date. This according to People. Matt James is coming up in front of our eyes, Ashley.
He will be our Bachelor officially on January 4th. Very excited. That's like right around the corner. That's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it really is.
You guys are going to have no downtime in between seasons. I'm sure you love it.
Yeah, neither will we, which is good. Well, right now we are watching now Tayshia Adams' season of The Bachelorette. And she does have an ex that we've all got to watch their relationship on Paradise, John Paul Jones. And he reacts to her debut as The Bachelorette, and Cosmo calls it wholesome.
It was very sweet. He got on his Instagram, posted a story of her exit of the limo, you know, her official hi, I'm the new Bachelorette Tayshia moment. And he says, yay, go Tay-Tay. And I have no doubt that there's actually, like, he genuinely means it.
It's, you know what, it's awesome to see that support. But it's hard not to support Tayshia. I mean, the America was supporting her this week. And I think they had good reason why. We'll get into Tayshia's season in just a second. But before we do, we have a couple more headlines to break down. Some really exciting ones. But one here that's a little bit funny, I think. Chris Hemsworth is coming up in Bachelor Talk. Chris Hemsworth threatened to fire his trainer after he was asked to join The Bachelor. This according to E! Online.
Okay, this sounds as if Chris Hemsworth was asked to be The Bachelor, but no. So his trainer was asked to be part of the Australian version of the show. And when the trainer asked Chris for approval to go on the show, he said, no. He said, if you go on The Bachelor, I will fire you.
Oh, man.
That's sad. Chris Hemsworth, not a fan?
Well, no. You know what I bet this is coming from? I bet Chris Hemsworth knows that the storyline would be that this guy was Chris Hemsworth's trainer, and Chris's name would be brought up on The Bachelor one too many times for his comfort and liking.
Okay.
Probably. I would think so. I don't know.
Probably. Used too much. I'm Chris Hemsworth's trainer. I'm Chris Hemsworth's trainer. Yeah.
It'd just be too much. So it's kind of funny, though. And I'm glad that story got brought out. I'm really excited about these next two stories. This is things that are just really cool to see and to celebrate. And so if you've been kind of like snoozing during the first part of Bachelor headlines, I'm asking you right now to wake up a bit, because we have some really exciting things to talk about. Bachelor Nation's Derek Paith engaged to model Saffron Vadir.
So excited.
This according to People. It is awesome. Derek's a great friend of the podcast. He's came on our live shows before. Been very open with us about a lot of things, and this is something to celebrate.
Yeah, they got Instagram official back in June, and he posted on Sunday night that the two of them got engaged. So I wonder how long they've been together. Do you remember if he was single in January when we first saw him? I feel like he was. This is a quick engagement.
It was. I actually was with him on a second date with her. I was sitting at a bar.
Oh, really? Ben, yep. Give us the deets.
Yeah, so I was sitting at a bar with him and Wells in New York City right before the live show hit. So we were doing press, actually. So this was in February. And we're sitting at this bar, and we're talking about life and catching up. And he's like, hey, I just had this date with this girl that I'm like, that I really kind of like. And we're like, how many times have you dated her? I remember this. And he's like, oh, we just went on one date. And we're like, you're crazy. Come on. And then he's like, well, she's going to come here tonight if that's cool and meet us. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And she did. And the two of them sat at the corner of the bar and talked to each other the whole time. Like, you know, I don't get, and that's when you know, like, when you see a good friend and you haven't seen him in a while and you plan this night out, and then all he wants to do is have her in, and he doesn't even, like, he introduced her and was, like, kind and cordial, but then they just went away and talked the whole time. You knew something special was going on.
Did you feel the fireworks?
I did, because I've texted him often since then and said, hey, like, how's it going with her? Especially right away, like, are you still seeing her? And he was like, yes. And then it turned into, I think we're going to quarantine together. And then it was, we're going to start, like, finding a place together. And I was like, this seems serious. I think that night I could see fireworks. She was awesome. She's beautiful. He's a great dude. Again, a good friend of the podcast, good friend to me. And we'll celebrate them. Now, one person we haven't had on the podcast in a long time, I think we only had on once, like, right after the season, John Graham. If you remember John Graham, he was beloved during his time on The Bachelorette. And John Graham gets engaged to girlfriend Brittany Noel by popping the question at the Sonoma Coast. This according to Daily Mail.
This is Venmo John, guys. I had no idea his last name is Graham.
Yeah, Venmo John's like what we referred to him as, right? What season was he on, Ashley?
I think it was last season of Paradise. He just had gone on like 5 dates, you know. Every girl kept asking him out. But now he's engaged. We don't know much more about this engagement, except it happened this weekend. And you can go to their Instagram to see the pics.
It's really something special. John Graham and Derek Paith finding love during COVID. We'll celebrate it no matter what. And both two beloved figures in the Bachelor world. The one crazy part is it wasn't that long ago that Derek Paith was being talked about to be the next Bachelor based on his run in Paradise. He will be the Bachelor. He will be in Bachelor Talks no more. And I think Venmo John actually had some talks some as well. Support. He was loved. Well, Ash, that's been Bachelor headlines. There's more headlines to come, but that's just during Tayshia's season of The Bachelorette that just began. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down Tayshia's very first episode as The Bachelorette.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful. But I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Tayshia's season of The Bachelorette began. We're going to start referring to it. Tayshia's season of The Bachelorette just began. We're going to start referring to it as Tayshia's season. If not, this just gets confusing. Ashley, I think the best way to do this is your initial thoughts, your excitement, your concerns, your questions. Take it away.
Well, I was just very excited to see the guy's reaction to Tayshia. When she walked in, of course, she just looked so stunning. I find her to be very approachable. Like, she's the kind of girl that you look at her and you're like, well, okay, I'm intimidated, right? But the second you sit down and talk to her, all that goes away. And I love that the guys really felt that. They said that they were connecting with her very easily. And there were some men who I thought would have a hard, well, I guess there's really just one specifically. Blake, I thought was going to keep his feelings for Claire a little bit longer. You know, they had that special connection on night one. He said that she, you know, that he did research on Alzheimer's for her mom. And she kissed him. And I feel like Claire barely kissed anyone. But he seemed very receptive of Tayshia. Were you surprised by that, or were you pretty much expecting the reaction from him?
I'm probably expecting it. I mean, yeah. I mean, as you said though, like Tayshia's stunning. Like when she walks in the room, like I think everybody's gonna seem a little thrown off just because she's like glows. Like she really does. Like she lights up the room and she did that. She had that bachelorette glow we talk about. More than anyone I've seen in a long time.
It was actually like there was light coming off of her.
It's crazy.
She's just as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. And then when we see her chatting with the guys, and then of course Chris Harrison comes. He interrupts Brendan's time by saying that, you know, he has something, a surprise. And then one limo shows up with four new guys. And of course, the men back in, you know, the rose ceremony room or whatnot are all hot and bothered about it. But it's like, guys, I know this is like kind of threatening, but at the same time, it's the Bachelorette that we're here to hope finds love. You know, this is about her, not so much you guys. So sorry that you're having this realization, but it would be kind of rude for them to be like, okay, Tayshia, you're a replacement bachelorette and you have a lot of 16 men to choose from. Most bachelorettes will have 30, but you're going to have 16. So if, in my opinion, they should have added even more guys in. But I understand the time restrictions that they had on them.
I don't think they should have been shocked at all. If you've watched the show before, somebody in that room had to have assumed that more guys were coming in. Like so I remember Tanner was always this guy for us.
Yeah.
Tanner was always the dude to be like, okay, this is what's probably going to happen next. Like, it feels like Chris Harrison's going to walk in and drop a bomb on us. Like you had to have expected it. I think this would go easier, Ashley, if the first guy wasn't Spencer and the first guys
totally
like the guys are probably a little upset, but they're like, whatever, let it happen. And then the first guy walks in and he starts like kind of mouthing the way he did, and I think that's when the guys were like, uh-oh, this is getting bad.
Yeah, they were like, oh, okay, so they're bringing in villains. We got rid of Yosef, and now they're going to bring another villain in. And because he's very attractive, but Tayshia specifically, I think, was lured in by his appearance a bit. And I also think that there is something to the fact that they were both new, okay? It was like, oh, you're the new kid, I'm the new kid. We're both on, like, an even playing field. And Tayshia could feel as if he was there for her and not for Claire. And that's probably, that was a comforting feeling for her, and I think that's why he got the first impression rose.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's a smooth talker. Like, he's obviously not afraid to talk. Very first thing he does when he walks in, he says, so which one of you guys scared Claire away? Like, without any background of what had happened, that's his first comment. So he's obviously not afraid to voice his mind, voice his opinion. Now, that could end up really good for Tayshia, or it could backfire. But right now, I cannot, maybe I'm in a league of my own here. I cannot say that Spencer is a villain yet. I think he is showing signs of being, like, getting underneath the guy's skin. But I can't say that he is necessarily a villain yet, because he really hasn't done anything to hurt anybody else, or he hasn't said anything that mean. He just is like kind of just like picking a fight everywhere he turns.
No, but he has dick vibes. You know it.
Yeah. He definitely puts you on edge. I mean, look at him in the pool. He's fighting hard. He's like grabbing Riley all over the place and like tackling him, which, I mean, I was thinking about it. I was like, if I was playing pool basketball, you'd probably see a different side of me come out. Like, that's my game. And so you'd see me, like, you know, ripping the ball. Well, trying to rip the ball away from those dudes. They're a little bit bigger than me. But, like, trying to rip the ball away, really going hard in the paint. We also have a few more guys come in. We'll just run through these real quick. Montel, the gym owner.
But he did say, nice to meet you, a zillion times. It's basically all he said. It was like he was walking. Nice to meet you. Hey, I'm Montel. It's so nice to meet you.
So nervous. Pretty,
like, he said at least three times, so nervous. It's okay. Everybody gets a pass in that moment.
Yeah, it's kind of endearing in a sense, right?
Like,
Peter, 32, he's a real estate agent.
Truly don't remember what he looks like, do you?
Nope, I don't.
But I do remember Noah.
Noah is a registered travel nurse. The 16 guys in the house obviously have to welcome these four guys into the house. And there's like some, I mean, all four of those dudes, good looking, confident. It felt like they really brought out like an A-team to join this group.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like not feeling this group of men right now. But I've been trying to, like, mathematically figure out why, logically. It's because, well, one, the focus was so much on Dale the first four episodes. But I think back on, like, episode five and how well you know characters by episode five, and we know so little. Yeah. But I almost wonder if it was made to be that way so that we would feel like we were starting the season off clean slate right now. Because I feel like I can't pair Tayshia with any of these guys because I don't know them enough right now. Like, I'm struggling in playing matchmaker for her. I know that some guys are glimmering. I think we mentioned them last week. Riley, Ben, Bennett, Ivan. Ivan was, he really felt great about Tayshia's arrival. Mm-hmm. He was like, she's more my type. I'm feeling her already. He was very excited. And then the other guy who I think really gleamed to me, if not shined, was the sweet and humble, total dark horse of it all, Brendan.
Interesting.
Wasn't he adorable during their one-on-one?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he stood up. Yeah. I mean, it's cool to see these guys really for the first time. You know, we've like It's like it is such a weird dynamic where we know of these guys. We've kind of watched these guys complain mostly, like, "Hey, we don't see our Bachelorette. Our Bachelorette doesn't like it." And
that's why I don't love them right now, because I feel like all they've been doing is complaining. And I'm like, "Oh, there's something about me that's like pushing these guys away, and it must be because of that."
Well, so we have this group of guys now. We have them locked in at 20. The four new guys obviously show up big time on night one. Now, Ashley, let's pause here, step away from the talk about the guys, and let's talk about Tayshia for a second. We've got to see her now through night one, through unexpected switch of events for her to become the Bachelorette. How would you grade Tayshia's performance, or like not any other way other than getting to know these guys on night one?
I can genuinely give her a 10, and I feel I feel like I've given grades before where I bump them up a little bit because like I'm trying to be nice, but I truly give Tayshia a 10. She's so easy for me to watch. Like, she is herself with these guys as the same as she is with me if we're like sitting around having wine.
She was insanely relaxed. Like,
yes.
The way she was laughing, she was like flitzing around, she was talking to these guys, she was commenting on, you know, the way they looked and the way they talked. Like, she, it's weird, it was like she was made for this moment.
I completely agree. I've never seen a lead that comfortable in their shoes.
No, like, I mean, night one is intimidating, and then given this, the scenario where she walks into a house that she knows nobody, but these guys already know each other, she, I mean, if you really want to get critical, she's like the replacement Bachelorette. And yet she walks in and she says, "No, this is my opportunity now, and I'm going to shine." And she shined.
Mm-hmm. Completely, she was fantastic. Completely agree. Yeah.
I think most people feel that way too.
I do too. I can't wait. I know that you guys, we record this a couple hours before it airs, and I'm really excited to see the social media feedback that we get from the fans tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be positive. Well, we obviously just talked about the Claire and Dale sit down. That was next in the episode. But then we move into Tayshia's first date, and it is a group date where they're calling it a second shot at love. They're playing splash ball. And I want to pause here and say this. The date team, given one location, giving like the like they're doing all right. Like, this was kind of a fun date to watch. I enjoyed watching them play splash ball, and it wasn't boring for me, and it was good to see their personalities shine. I thought this date worked.
It was fine. It was cute. Competition dates, as you guys know, don't usually thrill me.
No.
I just really like to watch the one-on-one sit-down time. I can't believe how great Tayshia's hair looks, straightened, curly, and natural. Yeah. I was most blown away by how beautiful she looked, even when she was wet. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. In between, oh yeah, and then, so at the night portion, I guess the thing that most stands out is Zach talks about being single at 36. She kisses him. I don't feel Zach. Like, he's not like my fave right now, but she's vibing it. How are you vibing Zach right now?
It's just hard to say. I mean, there's nobody, I'm with you. Like, there's nobody right now that I am extremely into when it comes to somebody for Tayshia. Just, I don't know these guys yet. Like,
yeah.
Like, I haven't heard their stories. I don't know how they interact and have fun. I don't know how they make her feel. And first impressions are always so hard to judge, because everybody can put on their best face and put their best foot forward for a few days, and then the claws come out every time. And so I want to talk to you like in 2 weeks and tell you who I'm vibing, who I'm feeling. Right now, I can't even give you an honest answer, because I just don't know.
Easy was trying to so make a Dale and Claire move when he says, "When you came out and I met you night one, I felt like I just met my wife." Is he not trying to pull did we also experience love at first sight move?
I mean, the funny part is, like, he's probably in the back of his mind thinking, okay, I've already been here a few weeks, this has been exhausting. If I can, like, Tayshia's a dream. Like, she's great. If I can somehow convince her to leave this thing with me in the next 2 weeks, then I've only been here 7 weeks. I've found my girl. Claire's found her guy. Everybody's happy, and I don't have to be here any longer. So, yes, I definitely felt like that was all these dudes are just going to be the most hopeless romantics right now. They're going to believe that this can, like, happen just like that every time now.
Yeah. Another funny thing that happened on the nighttime portion of this date was when Riley starts calling Spencer lunch meat, and he's like, yeah, you make the bologna sandwich, you put some mayo on it. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, this dynamic is going to be really fun to watch, because some of these guys are already so comfortable that, you know, they've really sat in to the experience, that there's no whole bar. They don't recognize the cameras anymore, so they're saying what they want when they want to say it. These other four guys are new. Everybody's a little intimidated by them just because they're new. It's like the new kid moving into the high school. Everybody's talking about it. And it's going to be really fun to see how this plays out, because you already see the small, gentle jabs that I think over time, I'm predicting, will not be so gentle.
Yeah. Yeah, but they won't be full-blown villain either, I don't think. Nobody's going to be a full-blown villain.
Yeah, no, it's probably true. Well, Ashley, the next date is Brendan goes horseback riding with Tayshia. You're a fan of Brendan. You think he's been super sweet.
So sweet.
What stands out to you about this date? And why? I also want to know, why do you think he gets this date?
Well, to be honest, I felt like I don't know why he got this date. Maybe he got the date because Chris Harrison interrupted him on night one and she liked the conversation and she wanted to continue with him, something like that. But I felt like the beginning of the date on the horseback with Chris Harrison trying to be funny and interrupt and all that, I thought that was kind of awkward. I was like, oh, I don't know that they're getting like their jive on. He keeps talking about kissing her and like, I don't feel like that kiss is anywhere in the near future. But then they sit, then they're in the pool and she's like totally down for it. And the nighttime portion was fantastic. Obviously, they really bonded over the similarities in their background, where they both got married young and they got divorced. And it was just very endearing the way he was nervous about talking about that. And then he realizes that she went through a similar situation. I just felt like he has very much hopeless romantic vibes. I mean, he was a young guy who, you know, got married. So says he was he's commitment oriented and maybe a hopeless romantic. And I just, you look at him and you're like, you're like a sweet guy. Like, I don't know that you'll like, it's kind of like Jack and Rose.
Oh, geez. I knew this was going somewhere weird.
She's like this powerful, classy, gorgeous, stunning, confident woman. And then he's just kind of like a sweet, regular dude. And you don't really put them together naturally. But when they sit and have a conversation, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you're right, Ashley. I mean, he's the dark horse, and there's something there that's special. There's something that's standing out above the rest. Ashley, you had some strong feelings, though, for Jason, because obviously he was the one that was probably the most, him and Blake were the most focused on Claire, but Blake kind of sold his Claire stock.
He sold out.
Yeah, as soon as Tayshia walked in the room, that guy got like nervous. He starts like, he's bright-eyed. He's saying some like non-smooth stuff. He's so excited for Tayshia to be there, but Jason's still holding on to it. And I know you have certain feelings about this.
Yeah, I mean, I know that so many fans were very into Jason. I like Jason, wanted him to have more of a chance. But I really, really like Jason in this episode when he's telling Tayshia that his feelings are too strong for Claire to stick around. He gave her the shot on night one, but just said, you know, I don't feel like it's right for me to be here because my thoughts are still with somebody else. It was so respectable, which made me like him even more. He just seems like a catch. And Tayshia, from the little that she knows of him, could sense that. And I think she was disappointed that he wasn't going to stick around any bit longer. And I could see getting discouraged about that. Like, I can see that getting her down and her wondering if there's any other guys in the, you know, it left in the bunch that are still thinking about Claire. But like, as a viewer, I can securely say he was the only one that we were thinking could have lingering feelings. Everybody else is very much moved on.
it's still shocking to me that he felt that strongly for Claire, given the fact that she really didn't let anybody else in. Like, I'm wondering if Jason stuck around, or I hope when he starts dating again, that there's somebody in his life that will, like, pursue him and make him know that a good relationship is one where, like, you are supported, you're cared for, you can open up, and you're protected within that, like, vulnerability. And I think Claire gave him that option to be vulnerable. Yeah. He did. And I think his heart, I mean, I don't want to speak for him, but I imagine it hasn't happened many times in his life, and his heart was pulled towards her.
Yeah.
And now he's leaving. And that's tough. That's sad, because, like, he obviously is feeling this experience deeply.
And because there's no change of environment, you know what I mean? Like, maybe if you, like, took even simply a week and changed resorts, but his location is going to remind him of those feelings for Claire. And I understand it. It's kind of, it's
remind it's me though, remind me, did he ever tell Claire just how strongly he was feeling for her?
I wouldn't say he was super obvious about it. I probably think that he probably didn't want to get discouraged because he just saw what she had with Dale. And I don't know. One day, it's sad. It's sad because it's not as if Claire's was just like, Jason, I'm not really into you. It was, I'm moving on with Dale. So you'd think that he'd have more closure. It's not as if he could ever get her back. He wasn't going to win her back. So that's why it seems sadder to me that he won't open up to Tayshia.
Yeah, it's tough. But, well, there's a bright spot in this episode. You and Jared make an appearance.
I know.
Tell us about it. How'd this go? How long were you down there for? Was this a cool thing to do? Are you mad you did it? Tell us all about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this episode to air. It was a really fun date. Jared and I host the Grown Ass Man Challenge. So the guys are going to, I'll just tease what you've already seen, make breakfast for her in bed. There might be some basic elementary school math that they have to do, a tug of war. It's really fun. It was one of those dates where, while it was a competition and an activity date, through the activity you really got to tell about their personality and how they would treat a lady in a relationship versus what you would get from Splash Ball. And we loved it down there. It was brutally hot. I cannot believe it, literally 115 every day. It was a gorgeous resort, and the quarantine honestly was very relaxing. Got to just chill in a nice suite, and there was a hot tub outside. It's a pretty good time.
Hanging out with your boy down in Palm Springs, doing your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why
nice
not?
Little vacay.
Well, hey, Tayshia's season kicks off to a great start. Tayshia is going to be an incredible bachelorette. We also see in the teaser that emotions will be shown. That this gets this, if you ever thought this was going to kind of be smooth sailing for Tayshia from here on out, it's not. It doesn't look like it from the teaser. And I think when you have somebody like Tayshia, who is such an incredible person, and hopefully these guys step up to the plate, you're always going to see emotions. You're always going to see drama because people put their heart into it. So we're excited for another week of Tayshia's season. Next week we'll be back with Almost Famous Podcast. Don't forget. Please don't forget to go get your tickets to Friendsgiving. Again, the link to that is onlocationlive.com/almostfamous. That's onlocationlive.com/almostfamous. We have options from $15 to $60 to $200 if you want to hang out with Ashley and I.
Hey, Ben, you said that in this episode you were going to tell us the last story that you didn't tell in the book.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
The very most embarrassing story. Oh, so much so I took it off my list because I thought you weren't going to.
You should see my
it.
DMs this week.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. People are like, hey, I was just cruising to work, listening to my favorite Bachelor podcast, and all of a sudden I hear you talking about fistulas. And I'm like, sorry about that. man. Okay, well, here's my last story. So the story I told last week happened in my senior year of high school. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This story happens in my sophomore year of high school. So last
was senior. Today is sophomore.
Yeah. And so my better sport was basketball. especially when I was younger. And so I was, as a sophomore, just got out of football season, and I had like a pain. And I'm telling this story because I think some people out there will relate. I had a pain in like my testicles that hurt really bad, and it was like super sensitive. So I went, long story short, and got it checked out. And I found out that I had a varicose seal. A varicose seal is something that's common in 1 in 4 men. So like a lot of men have this, but like very few men have it to where they need to get it removed. The reason you have to get it removed is a varicose seal is just an extra vein or an inflamed vein in the scrotum, and it overheats everything.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And
I don't do well with veins. Something about veins and arteries really make me weak.
Oh, well, you're going to love this
and
story,
now
then.
You're going to put that there.
And so I had to get it removed because it was putting too much blood and it was overheating things, and like long term could have caused some sperm damage. So I go in to get it removed, and I get it cut out, and they just cauterize it. It's super easy surgery. They just go clip both sides out, remove the vein, cauterize it.
Did you go to sleep for it?
Yeah, you go to sleep for it, but it's not hard. And like I said, 1 in 4 men have it, so there's nothing to be ashamed of. Well, I get home that night, and I'm laying there in bed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this hurts so bad. Like this hurts so bad that I can't even like function. And I was like, I don't think it was supposed to hurt so bad. Like this surgery wasn't supposed to cause as much pain. Nobody warned me that it was going to hurt this bad. It feels like I'm going to explode. Like it feels like everything is getting so tight that it's going to explode. So I call my dad. And remember, I'm a sophomore in high school. Like my dad doesn't know this side of me anymore.
Well,
and
he had to have known enough, being that you like had the surgery.
Oh, he knew, but he
and
like
you
hadn't
said like,
seen
hey,
it.
Mom and Dad, like this hurts.
Nah, he hadn't seen it, and so I called him in. I was like,
okay.
Dad.
Okay.
This is post-surgery. I'm hurting really bad, and I need you to look at it and tell me if you think something's going on. And he looks, and he goes, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, what? Tell me more. Like, what's going on? So he's like, we need to go to the doctor. So we go to the hospital, walk into the hospital, tell them what's up, and they rush me back for emergency surgery. On my way back to emergency surgery, they actually take a needle, and they stick it inside of my scrotum and drain out the blood. What happened is they didn't cauterize the vein enough, and blood was just pumping into it. Like there was no vein transferring it through. So blood was just pumping into the sac and making it get the size of like maybe like a grapefruit, maybe a little bigger.
Oh my God. How did you sit? Ow!
So this is where it gets better. So I tell all this to lead up to this point. So this is, again, my sophomore year of high school. I am an athlete. I played all 3 seasons. So there's always a sporting event going on. And so once I get out of the hospital, I get home, everything's still super swollen. It's going to be for weeks. I have to sit out of the first couple basketball games. So I show my buddies, obviously, because that's what you do when something weird's going on with your body. And they're like, they get to see the grapefruit-sized like sack hanging off me. And then I have to walk around school sitting on a pea, like frozen peas or frozen ice, and I had to sit on a donut. So like I had to walk around with a donut and frozen peas and then sit in high school with this. And so again, just because it's my luck, everybody in high school knew what happened. Like everybody in high school knew that I had like and everybody wanted to see it, right? Like everybody was like, let me see this massive thing that you have going on down. Like it literally became like a joke from my sophomore year on, still to this day. And so I start telling the story to the producers on The Bachelor, and their nickname for me was Hot Nuts behind the scenes.
Wait, how long did it take to go down? I would think that it went
3
down
weeks.
With dessert. Oh my God. I thought that they would have just like popped it and it would have released.
No. This, Ashley, that'd been too easy. So that's my last story, and it hopefully gives you a little bit better insight into when you wonder like if your high school experiences were weird, and you go, well, yeah, they were weird, but Ben's was weird too. I tell these only to make everybody feel a little more human and know that, hey, sometimes in life things pop up that you just can't control. And it's embarrassing sometimes, but then if you own it, it ain't that embarrassing. We're all fine. We're all going to be okay.
So funny. All right. Well, you're going to get a lot more DMs now about this story. And I'm glad we ended with this story. It truly was the grapefruit on top.
Oh, you are ridiculous.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure to get tickets for Friendsgiving and give us all your feedback on our Facebook page. We love you so much. Until then, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.